the Holy Spirit. Now the mark, remember, Satan's the great counterfeiter. Do the Christians get some sort of a mark during the church age? Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4. It's not called a mark, but it is called a seal. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. Who would read that? Ephesians 4, 30. Any volunteers? Thank you, Beryl. So Christians receive a seal during the church age, and that seal from Ephesians 4:30 says we are sealed until when? The day of redemption. That's all part of our eternal security. That when we are born again, we are sealed by God unto the day of redemption, which for us is either death or the rapture. And praise the Lord for that seal. Well, in the tribulation period, there will be a different mark, but this one is of the Antichrist, and people are sealing the fate of their souls to go to hell, which is quite sobering. So this mark of the beast will be associated, as we saw there in chapter 13, with a certain name. Everybody already knows the number. We've all heard about that since we were kids, the 666. But it also says that it's with a certain name. There in verse 17, it says he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. So it's associated with the Antichrist, and whatever his name will be, it's associated with him during this time. And it says in verse 18, here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding. Where are you going to get that understanding? The only place you can get true understanding is the Word of God. Thank the Lord it will still be around during the tribulation period, although I'm sure the devil will do his part to try to keep people from having access to it as much as possible. But for those who can get their hands on a copy of the Word of God, they can read and say, I better not take this mark. I need to get saved. They can continue to read and find out the truth of Jesus Christ and what they found themselves in, which is the tribulation period. And they'll have hope to get saved. And so we see here that the beast, the Antichrist, will be ruling and reigning for these 7 years. The second half, as we saw, will be what's called the Great Tribulation, worse than the first half, where he turns his back on the Jews and things get really, really bad for the Jewish people and they have to flee. And we also saw that he gets worshipped as God. Let's look at that one more time. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 tells us that he gets what he's been wanting since his fall in Isaiah 14, which is to be worshipped as God. 2 Thessalonians 2, who would read 3 and 4? Talking about the Antichrist. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Anybody? Beryl, thank you. So those three phrases are very important. As God, of God, and is God. So that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So we see that in the tribulation period, the Antichrist is going to be in the temple in Jerusalem, sitting on God's throne, if you will. It won't be the true throne, but people will believe it is, and he will claim to be God. And people will worship him as God, which is what he's wanted. And just to help guarantee it, there will be the one religious system, and then there will be one economic system, and you have to worship his image, and you have to take the mark, or you will be killed. So it's not a very complicated system, is it? His way or no other way? That's why Jesus told the disciples, go to Matthew 24, that when this time comes, the answer isn't to obey the government or to protest against the government. The answer is to flee. That's what he tells them to do. He says, when this time comes, that's your only solution. Verse 15 of Matthew 24. When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. So this verse 15 is what we were just reading about in 2 Thessalonians 2, where we see the Antichrist standing in the holy place. Now look at verse 16. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains, and let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house, neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days, but pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no nor ever shall be. Of course, we've been reading how horrible it will be. How many people are going to perish? Over half the earth is going to die. But notice he says, flee. There's going to be people literally hiding out in the mountains from the government system, from the religious system. Because that's your only answer. It's either that or die. Be executed or take the mark and go to hell. So those are kind of your three options, right? Take the mark, refuse to take the mark and be killed, or refuse to take the mark and flee. And that finishes chapter 13. So any thoughts or questions about chapter 13 of Revelation?